Hello.
Hey, Miss Joyce, how are you?
Oh, fine. Is this Mr. Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was late getting in, and I was going to call you as soon as I got in and got settled and everything. So, how do we proceed?
Okay, I need to. Do you have your credit card handy so we can collect the payment and start the work?
Yes. Could you tell me what happens first? I'm going to write this down.
Sure.
Hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Okay.
You ready?
Not yet. I'm giving something to write down.
Okay. Do you want me to start?
Yes, please start.
Okay. So first, once your order is processed, we will send you a paid invoice of the payment that you have made and the package that you have purchased. Then you will be contacted by your dedicated project manager, like my team, who will be sending you a questionnaire to fill out. They will send you two questionnaires, one for the website and the other one for the logo. Both questionnaires will ask you a few questions like, what colors would you like to see? What information would you like to put on? How many products you will be selling? And how many pages do you want? Et cetera, et cetera. So once you fill that questionnaire out, then we will start working on the initial designs of the website and the logo. You give us like 3 to 4 days. And
okay. Will they be sending that? They won't be sending that by mail. They'll be sending that by email, right?
Email, yeah, email.
How will I get the questionnaire? Okay.
You will get that questionnaire in your email, and you have to fill that out online.
Okay.
Once you fill that questionnaire out, we start working on Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and you were saying in 3 or 4 days, what happens?
In 3 to 4 days, we will provide you with the initial designs in your email. We will send you the files, like how your website will look, like the design of the website, the design of the logo. We will send you digital files in your email so you can see which one do you like the most. So once you approve the design and you like the design of the website and the logo, we will finalize the design and start working on the development of your online store. We will keep on sharing you step-by-step work in your email. We will keep on calling you as well, and we can have a Zoom sessions as well to show you the feedback of the work step-by-step. And your project manager will keep on guiding you step-by-step, okay?
That sounds good. And then, that happens in 3 or 4 days. And then the website should be up. And do you launch the website page too?
Yes, we will launch the website page too. And the total project, that might take 10 to 12 days at the most. So the first 3 to 4 days we will take for the initial designs. And once you approve the design, then we start working on the development. So, like, we will upload the products and do the payment integration and everything. So this is a long process. So that might take, like, 2 to 3 weeks at the most. And after that, your website will go live. Okay?
Yeah, I got that. So I need to be taking – okay, I took about 10 pictures of my products – you know, not professional. I just took them. I was wondering, do I give those to my project manager? Do I email them?
Yes, your project manager will ask you for those pictures, and you have to send those pictures to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right, so let me go ahead and start.
Okay, well, let's get started.
Project started, and yeah. So let me have the numbers whenever you're ready.
Okay, just a minute.
Sure.
Now, how much will my, what is the total my credit card will be charged?
Okay, that is $599. That is for the starter website package. Then the logo is coming for free. And on top, 8% of the taxes will apply on $599. So let me tell you the total payment. So $600. So total payment is $648. That's the only payment that you will be charged. $600 for the website package. The logo design is coming for free. And then $48 are 8% of the taxes that will be applied. So the total is $648.
Oh, so that is sales taxes, right? $48?
Correct, yeah. $48 is the taxes.
Okay. You say the logo is free.
Yes.
So that means the logo on my website?
Yes, your logo will go on your website as well. And we will send you the business card design, letterhead design, envelope design, invoices design. Everything is the part of the logo.
Okay. You will send me that by email, is that correct?
In your email, yes. Everything will be sent out to you in your email.
Okay, and do I have, it is up to me to have my my business cards and letterheads made up off of your logo that you send me, is that correct?
We will design it, yes. Once the logo is finalized, then we will design your business cards, letterheads, envelopes, and invoices design too.
Okay, just 1 minute.
Sure. Oh. Okay, ma'am, are you ready?
Uh-huh. So I can expect to hear from my project manager
within 30 minutes.
When did you say?
Within 30 minutes from now.
Okay. Let's see, that is 4400.
Mm-hmm. 6639. Mm-hmm. 6053. 8885. What's the expiration date on that?
Let's see. Zero, 1 of 2, 3.
And may I have the 3-digit CVV code?
Six, 5, 6.
May I have your billing zip code, ma'am?
38115.
38115, you said?
Memphis, Tennessee. Uh-huh.
Perfect. Let me repeat the numbers, and please tell me if I'm correct. That is 4400. 6639 6053 8885. Right?
Yes.
Expiration date is 01/23. Right?
Yes.
CVV code is 656. Right?
Yes, I'm sorry, yeah.
And the billing zip code is 38115.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, the number that I'm talking on, is that your cell phone?
It is a cell phone, yes. It's out of Clarksdale, Mississippi, so.
Okay, sounds good. So we will put that number on file.
But I have access to the phone.
No problem, ma'am. Let me forward this information to the billing department. Once the payment is charged, I will get back to you and give you the confirmation. Please stay on the line, okay?
All right.
Thank you. I'll be back with you. Thank you so much for staying online with me, ma'am. Are you there?
Yes.
Ma'am, Did you receive any notification from the bank that we are trying to charge $648 on your card?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you need to approve it. So if you can go ahead and call your bank and let them know that you're trying to make a payment online, and they'll let that go through.
Well, I mean, I can't see why they're doing that. I mean, you know, I've made charges like that of this size before, and they've never called about it.
Sometimes, ma'am, that happens because it's an online payment. So it happens from the bank itself. So
about the only time they ever do that is.
Yeah, if you can just let them know that you're trying to make.
About the only time they do that is when they.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the bank is closed now.
Oh, yeah.
They close at 4:30.
Oh, they close at 4:30. So, can you check your email? Did you receive any text message on the phone?
I'm in my email right now, and there is nothing from my bank. The only time they would do that is if they're suspecting fraud.
Yeah. Yeah, that must be the reason, because there must be a red flag. So that's why you need to approve it yourself. Once you approve it yourself, then we will be able to process the payment from our site. Otherwise, we cannot. So we need your approval. I mean, your bank needs approval.
Well, they're closed now. The customer service department is closed at 4:30, Bank of America.
So the customer service is also closed.
Yes, they closed at 4:30.
Oh, okay. Let me put you in a brief hold. I'll be right back with you. We're seeing online, ma'am. You there?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. You can just try calling your bank right now. They are definitely if you call on their customer service, they will definitely answer the phone. So if you can call them and let them know that you're trying to make an online payment, they'll let it go through, and we will charge it again from our site.
All right. Well, I have to look up the number because I don't know the bank's number. I guess it's the 800 number.
Yeah. And in the meanwhile.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Sure. And I'm also sending you the payment link in your email so you can click on it and pay it yourself as well. Okay. I'm sending you an email right now, and I'll call
you
back.
All right. Thank you.
I'll call you back within 15 minutes till you speak to your bank.
Well, you'll have to give me time to look up the number because I don't know their number by heart.
Oh, no problem. I'll call you back in 30 minutes then.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care. Goodbye.
Uh-huh.